In today's episode, Mike asks if you can dig it, I scream like a girl, and we finally find out what time Samantha eats dinner. This is episode 62. Okay, so insert clever segue here. It's Funsphere Game Club. Hi, I'm Josh.
Hi, I'm Josh, also.
I'm Glam Club.
Glam, Funsphere Glam Club.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for making fun of my speech impediment, asshole. Anyway, hi, welcome to another fun episode. And I do need to apologize up front. I'm pretty sure in our last episode I said we were going to have a focus on this one. But due to some schedule changes, we don't. So you get your classic Game Club episodes of what we've been playing recently that you all know and love.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. All right. So why don't someone take the reins and tell us what they've been playing recently?
I would love to be playing Battle Network Collection, but it still hasn't arrived.
I know. I ordered my copy as well.
And do you guys remember when games used to come out on Tuesday? When the fuck did that change?
I was going to say, isn't Nintendo always moved away from that Tuesday window?
No, well, Nintendo would always be weird about, like, some shit would come out on Fridays, some shit would come out on Sundays.
Yes.
There's never been any rhyme or reason with Nintendo, but every other game came out on Tuesday.
Yeah. All the big ones, especially.
That doesn't happen anymore. Now everything comes out on Friday.
I always thought that was a more accessible day.
Well, it makes more sense. It's just I was really looking forward to it coming on Tuesday.
So let me ask you, you went with a physical copy, I'm assuming?
Yeah,
I did as well. And actually, apparently I missed the first window. That game sold out really quickly. I'm actually waiting for the second batch, and I don't think mine is scheduled to arrive until
Mega Mans.
Yeah, my next the next batch is scheduled to arrive June 16th for me.
Dang. Yeah, mine's supposed to come tomorrow.
Yep.
I pre-ordered mine pretty late, too. I pre-ordered it last week. That and Advance Wars.
I ordered both of those too. So Advance Wars I'm getting on time, but I apparently missed the window and I was like, I kind of want to have a physical copy of this one.
Go ahead, bud.
I was going to say just because Capcom is a little trigger happy about delisting stuff. So,
yeah,
you kind of got to get it when you can.
It's just I have been so annoyed because, I mean, we've been through a game drought for what? It seems like 2 years now of stuff that there's barely anything new that I have personally been excited about. And now there is stuff that, like, I've been itching to play. And what happens? Oh, we're going to dump all of it on you at once.
Yeah, it's weird that you mentioned that because I think this year there is a good chance that when this game comes out, I was going to say, I think there's Street Fighter this summer. And honestly, I'm not banking on anything else for the rest of the year. Because there's a chance that maybe Spider-Man, the second one, will come out at the end of the year, but
Final Fantasy 16 in June.
Okay, but again, so what's do you have anything after June to look forward to?
I don't know. I don't know when games come out until they're gonna come out.
Yeah, everything gets pushed now. But I mean, I've got I've got a week to play Mega Man, and then Advance Wars comes out, and I've got 2 weeks to play that, and then Zelda comes out. Which, if I just had more self-control, then I can just play one game at a time. But it's hard, you know?
Oh, no, no.
It's going to rain.
It is going to rain.
Yeah, it just got way dark.
But
it's so annoying. I'm in the right headspace that I'm wanting to play Battle Network right now.
Yep.
Well, just try to hold on to that head space for a couple of days. Wednesday, the Horizon DLC comes out. I have that pre-ordered.
Yeah.
And I've been preparing for that. Basically, I'm playing Monster Hunter right now because I'm just farming big machines trying to get parts to upgrade everything before.
Oh, wait. Are you actually playing Monster Hunter or you're talking about in...
No.
Okay.
Just what I'm doing in Horizon now is pouring out of nowhere. Anyway, collecting parts from machines. Oh my god.
A tempest, she says. Okay. So you're playing the waiting game, Mike. Have you played anything else while you're waiting for these two?
Yeah, I've been playing stuff. So I've been playing through SteamWorld Dig 2, which have you guys checked out the SteamWorld Dig games?
Yes, I played the first one.
They're a lot of fun. It's
they are.
It's like you're a robot. It's an indie game, and they're pretty short. But you're a robot that is mining. But you're constantly upgrading everything, and there's a lot of puzzles in it. So I definitely recommend it.
Okay.
Especially on sale.
What console are you playing that on?
Switch.
Just Switch, okay.
Yeah, and then I came across this YouTube channel where this dude bought a ghost town.
Okay.
And he there's like tons of mines on the property. And so on one of the videos that I watched, he was exploring this mine. And after watching that, I was like, man, that makes me want to go back through Red Dead. So I picked it back up.
Ooh.
I didn't restart it. I've just been exploring. Again, it's never ceases to amaze me how beautiful that game is.
Yeah.
Get it. Other than that, whenever the all the 3DS and Wii U stuff shut down, I messaged Josh about this of like, hey, Capcom selling everything for $2.
Yeah.
So I downloaded all of the Phoenix Wright games and the Monster Hunter games because I've never played one of those.
Okay.
So I did play Phoenix Wright, the first one, for a couple of days, but every time I've tried to replay Phoenix Wright, I'll get past the first two cases, and then at the third case, I'm like, yeah, I'm done with this.
It kind of drags on a little bit too much. I had the same problem when I went through the remastered collection, which came to, I think, the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, and like is always on sale, so I was like, you might, and it's got a little few little things that are a little more fun with that. But yeah, I agree with you, Mike. It's fun for like the very first two cases. I've never even played, I don't think, the second or third game in that series. Just because I finished the first one one time.
Yeah, same. I went through the second one. I got the third one and didn't get very far. And I think that was all that I ever played of those.
It's a very interesting concept, but it does drag.
Yeah.
And unfortunately.
And there are a lot of characters that they do for some of the missions that you're like, oh my god, I don't give a shit.
The only thing I'm happy about those characters for is that they can be ripped and used in Phoenix Wrong videos. Jeez. It's kind of old, too.
Phoenix Wrong.
Yes. Classics.
But yeah, other than SteamWorld Dig is really the only one I've been enjoying. And then, of course, once these other games come out, I'll be enjoying them.
Okay.
I wonder how you'll like Monster Hunter.
I'm interested to see if you will like that as well. I don't have a strong opinion of the series. I played one on PSP. I couldn't tell you which one it was. And I played the most recent one when it was free on either Xbox or PlayStation. Oh, I can't remember.
You played Monster Hunter World?
Mm.
Or Rise. Rise is the newest one.
Maybe the one. Maybe the World. So the one before that.
Yeah.
So
that's a very different Monster Hunter experience.
Yeah. But it's one of those things, I don't like playing online with people, so I don't know if it's necessarily a very good game for a single player, but I understand, like, people playing online absolutely adore these games. But
it's really fun to play online with people, but the last couple ones I've played mostly by myself. I don't know. Like, when I first tried it, Monster Hunter, at first I was like, I don't get why people like this so much. And then it just, like, clicked in. It was very, very addicting.
Okay.
But it's just a grind. Like, there's no real point except for getting parts to make your armor and weapons.
But there's some strategy involved, right?
Yeah, it's hard. Like, that's for sure. But
so, Mike, you'll have to give us an opinion sometime if you give it a whirl, see what you come up with.
Okay.
But yeah, like, while you're in it, you're like, you love it. You're like, I gotta do it. But then when you step back and you look, you're like, there's no point to this game except getting monster parts.
So let me ask you guys a question. Now that we're all super busy adults with super important jobs and things like that, what is an average amount of time you can devote to a game, let's say in an entire week?
Oh, my God. Okay, you know, I work from home.
Yep.
I don't start playing video games until after I clock out, because otherwise I'll just get stuck. But I can play, if I don't have plans to watch anything with Skid... my situation may be unique because I can play from 4:30 to midnight.
Okay.
Every day. So.
But is that a schedule that you actually have and do, or do you spend like the majority of your week watching TV and things like that?
Well, I watch most of my TV during the day while I'm working.
Okay.
And also get my steps in, which I don't know if you've noticed, I've lost 13 pounds.
I was going to say, you look good. You look good.
Thanks. So I get my steps in during the day, and then, yeah, at night I just play. If I have nothing else going, it's not a set schedule, like it's time to play video games. It's just like those are the hours in which I can, and I have played every day in a week from like 4 to midnight. So
okay.
Sometimes 1 a.m.
So what about you, Mike?
I think that's why it's kind of shaped the kinds of games I play now, because my window is usually after Angela goes to bed, so that's around like 10 or so, and then it's games have become a wind down tradition for me.
Okay.
So a couple hours, I'll usually go to bed around midnight.
Hmm. Okay.
But then whenever it really depends on the game, because when certain games come out or I'm in the mood to play certain games that are more time intensive, I kind of shape my schedule for that. Like, I'll take a day on the weekend if I don't have anything planned, and I'll spend more time. Like Metroid, when I got through that in 16 hours, it was mostly like long session playing.
Okay. So, but is it fair to say for both of you, like, a long, like, think of it in comparison to like when you were growing up and stuff like that, do you have the patience to have those like super long gaming sessions anymore, or just
if I'm like really into the game?
Okay. But Mike, you're talking about like you got to kind of arrange your days and your weekends and stuff like that for something.
Yeah,
like that.
I have way less time now for time intensive games.
Yeah.
So I have become a lot more choosy than I used to be about what I play.
I was going to ask if that has also become a concern for you about your purchases and your games that you're going to play or replay, stuff like that. It's just, you're like, I don't have, I'll be the first to admit, like, There are plenty of RPGs I would have played back in the day or that look interesting to me, but I flat out do not have time to invest in a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the problems I had with Monster Hunter. I was like, I don't really have the time to devote to being good at this game or learning all the ins and outs. I'm like, I kind of just need a quick fix type game. And I hate to say it, I see that becoming, strangely enough, I see it happening more and more often in my life. And I'm not a big, like, person to watch TV and stuff like that. I'll have something on, like, in the background. But, like, I typically don't play a game unless it's the weekend. Just because that's the... I always view it as, like, there's other stuff I could be doing. I could be working out. I could be cleaning. And especially, like, after certain days at work, you're like, if I'm going to play something, I need to play, like, the most simplistic type game, something I can maybe play for 20, 30 minutes and walk away from.
That's why I play games like SteamWorld and those kinds.
Man, I feel like I have more time now. Just because, like, I eat dinner at, like, 3 p.m. that's another way to lose weight, by the way.
Yeah.
Eat early.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know. I feel like I just accomplish everything I need to accomplish by 4:30, and then it's just like...
Now what?
I have nothing to do. Like... I always play like the same games. So I play Overwatch for like 6 hours, or go on Final Fantasy, or I've been playing Dreamlight Valley again because they added Simba and Nala, who are the most annoying ever. They have very specific demands, and they want you to put furniture all over the place, and like I don't want random rocks here. So like it's so obnoxious. And then, or like, I typically save Horizon for the weekends, though, because
okay.
I don't like playing Overwatch on the weekends because everybody sucks. And and then something like Horizon, and probably when Final Fantasy 16 comes out, it'll be the same thing. But then, like, my Saturday, I don't have anything to do. I try to get my steps in, like, 5,000 after breakfast and then the next after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just sit there on my new giant big chair and grind Horizon.
I think it's probably like being a homeowner that has really crunched the video game. Like there's so many freaking chores. It's like a never ending. Well, in projects too. Like there's so much stuff to fix up.
Right.
So it's almost like a game in itself.
A not very fun game and more expensive than real video.
Oh my god, it's expensive.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, working from home is way, because like I can do my chores. I do my chores during the day, during the week. And stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't have to sit there, stare at my computer. So I definitely have a unique situation where you should have less time, but.
Because you can multitask while you're at the house. I guess.
Yeah, like I watched all 10 seasons of Vanderpump Rules. So fast. Because I just have it on during the day while I'm working, doing my steps. Oh, by the way, I sprained my other foot because I was walking barefoot so much. But I got some like support slippers and thingies. Skip bought me some slippies, and I put Dr. Scholl's arches. My mom scared me. She said your dad's arches collapsed, and that's what ruined him. And then I got scared.
There are probably exercises you can do to strengthen them.
There's gotta be.
Like, I think with the arches, if you pick stuff up with your toes, like ping pong balls or stuff like that, it's supposed to strengthen your arches. They gave me, I'll have to look through, because I have like ridiculously flat feet, and I went a couple years back to get diagnosed at the sports therapy place, and they give me all kinds of exercises that are supposed to help with your arch support.
That's interesting.
So I, as a little kid, since we're talking about our arches, I mean literally as a baby, I have always had like duck flat feet, to the point like they were recommending to my mother when I was an infant breaking my feet and like restructuring it. And I was like, ah. So I've always just thought that your arches were genetic, but I was not aware.
They can collapse, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, mine are already there, so it doesn't matter.
Well, they say that when you're a kid, that's the only way to properly address it. Like, once you're an adult, there's nothing more there's nothing you can really do. I mean, you can make them stronger through those exercises, but you're always going to... That's just to prove... You need to do the exercises to prevent you from hurting yourself. Because you're, like, more prone to injury when you have flat feet.
That makes sense. That's why you can't get drafted. So your mom was smart to not elect for that surgery.
Yeah. Looking out for
they
me.
Ever bring it back.
Yeah, I think I'm past the window for that. All right, so I was bringing up that question about like how much time you devote, because the game I've been playing recently, surprising probably no one,
Power Wash.
Has been, no, I've never touched Power Wash since I completed it, has been the Resident Evil 4 remake.
Mm.
And it is, I'm of two minds about it. It is, I'll say this, it is less like the previous Resident Evil remakes where they stick pretty close to the story and the level design, stuff like that. They made massive changes to Resident Evil 4.
Really?
But here's the weird thing. They were all, I would argue, for the better. And
that's interesting.
No, it's still got all the action fun gameplay that you want, but they cut out, I'm gonna say, at least like 3 or 4 hours of gameplay from the from the castle. And like, it feels like you're just constantly moving, but they also somehow managed to make Resident Evil 4 scary. And that's so interesting that they've done this. So, like, literally, you guys might remember when we talked about Resident Evil 4, I hate the regenerator enemy. It literally scares me. That's the one that you have to shoot the slug and the big creepy monster.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the right guns, it's a real problem. They ratcheted that up to, like, 50,000 in this game. And literally, there was a moment I was playing the game. One of those things grabbed me. I, in my house, screamed and threw a controller. So, yeah, they've done a real thing of like, hey, remember how Resident Evil used to be like spooky and kind of scary and stuff like that? They're like, we're going to take the most goofy action version and seriously inject it. But they did it in a way also that it doesn't take away from the game. It's such an interesting, like a marriage between the two. It's like we're trying to fix all the quote-unquote problems with Resident Evil 4, but we still kept it as close to the original. Like, it feels exactly like playing Resident Evil 4 like it did on playing it on the GameCube or the PlayStation or the Xbox. Or the Xbox One, or the, you know, it keeps moving forward. So
you forgot the Wii.
You know what? I did forget the Wii. Yes. That was funny you mentioned that, Mike. That was one of the games I did buy for the $2.99 sale. Was like, all right, Resident Evil 4 on the Wii. Better. I'll never play it because I hate that version. But yeah, I'll go ahead and get it.
Do you still get saved by the dog from Haunting Ground?
You can. Yes, you can still get that. That dog, hey, there's that dog, is still in there.
Huey.
I think it's weird. Like, I don't know if you guys have kept up with any of this. Like, there was some controversy regarding the actress that played Ada Wong in it. And by controversy, I mean people on the internet were assholes to this young lady. That's not cool. Wow. They did, unfortunately, the one bad thing is they definitely turned this into more of a cash cow. Which is very funny considering this is Resident Evil 4. It's been ported forward forever. There are definitely, we've ratcheted up the paid DLC stuff.
I really wanted the poet shirt outfits for them.
Oh, I
pay like $80.
No, I bought the $9.99 add on to the game. I got those, but it's like,
oh, okay.
The biggest one for me is there. In the past, when you had a certain gun and you got it to a max level, then it would unlock the ability to pay to like kind of like break the weapon, like turn it into a super version of itself. You can still technically do that in the game, but they've added a new form of currency. It's in game. You can totally 100% do it without paying them real money, but it's such a pain in the ass that it kind of, it's like, I would much rather just give you $5 and again, get three or four of
they
these
got
tickets.
You.
Oh, they got me. They
got
did.
You, they got you.
I fully admit it. They got me in this one. But overall, like I said, it's been fantastic. It was one of those ones I'd gotten to a point of playing games, like even on the weekend, I'm like, all right, I'm going to play for maybe an hour, 2 hours at most. And I was kind of glad to see myself like, oh, wow, I've been playing this for 4 hours. I haven't really like thrown myself into a game as much as I had like this. Even Dead Space, I was like, I'll play it for an hour and then I'll take a break and pick it up later. I actually still haven't finished that. I need to go back through and finish that. But it's been a good year so far for the remakes, I'll say.
Yeah. But yeah. All they've done.
Yeah, that's true. I am rebuying a lot of games this year. There's not been that many that I've been like, oh, new game. I can't wait to play that. Literally, I think maybe the first one that I've bought this year, Star Wars, is coming out. So, yeah, that's a whole... No, I guess there's that Midnight Suns. That was a new game, but that came out
last
year.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that, man. Oh, my one big game purchase that I made was a repurchase because I bought the PlayStation 5 Paradise Killer Collector's physical edition. Pre-ordered it.
Did you?
Yeah, it comes with a lot of stuff. Like little fun things like I want the Shinji keychain.
Gotcha.
And stickers and like vinyl standees and a Crimson Acid mouse pad, which I'll never use because it's a booby mouse pad.
How many times have you bought
for wrist support?
I've bought it. I bought it on PlayStation 4, Switch, PC,
and now PS5.
So I bought it 4 times.
Okay.
Because I didn't have to buy it for PS5.
I guess say you've not bought it as many times as I've bought Resident Evil 4. So I can, but you're getting close. So maybe the PlayStation 6 version, when you get that, we might be tied. For who's bought a game?
Hopefully,
that
they have a new game in the same with the same. I hope they do another game of Paradise Killer. Prequel, sequel, whatever. I just want more of that world.
Gotcha.
Final Fantasy 16 will be my next game purchase.
I'm curious about that one. It doesn't. Like when I saw 15. I got excited about that one because I was like, hey, cool, open world. Well, I mean, they're all open world. But yeah. I don't know. That one seemed like it was more fun. But this one, it just looks like Game of Thrones.
I'm excited for it because, you know, it's the Final Fantasy 14 guy. And
so he got the help.
He's doing both.
Oh, he's doing both.
I'm really excited to see, like, And like some of the world, so it's funny because he's such a Final Fantasy 12 fanboy too. I can see some places look and have names very similar to some locations in 12, and they also I see a lot of similarities to Final Fantasy 14. So it's like he got to make Final Fantasy 14 with like a more serious story, and because they want to make 14 more accessible to everybody, the graphics aren't like amazing. So just like to be able to make like a graphics heavy game.
So I got two kind of follow up questions for you, Samantha, on that. Just regarding like Final Fantasy as a whole. Did you play the game Like Stranger Paradise?
I didn't. Okay. I kind of wanted to because that one has, that's like a tribute to all of them, right? So that one
kind
has
of,
like,
yeah, that's what I understood.
Stuff from 12 in it and things. So anytime Ivelisse is in, or even a hint or nod to Ivelisse is in something, I am tempted to pick it up, but I just don't, I just have, don't, I haven't been buying a ton of games.
Okay. And the other one is, I don't know if you've seen this, they're apparently releasing 1 through 6 in a pixel remastered version or something like that.
On the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that something that, do you have like a liking of the original ones, or did you start at like a certain number and just keep going from there?
Well, 10 is the first one I ever played, but I did play 3 when it was released on
DS.
On DS, yeah. And that was hard.
3 was very hard.
Yeah, but there's a cheat for DS where if you put an item in the top slot of your inventory, you hit up and A at the same time, it would just duplicate it. So I just had infinite elixirs in Phoenix Down. And that was the only way I was able to beat that game.
I never beat it. I didn't beat 3 or 4.
All I know about 4 is they go to the moon. Because 4 right now is like the theme of the current... like the current patch, like of 6.6 through 7 patch of 14.
Now, when you're saying 3, is that American 3 or Japanese 3?
It's Japanese 3,
Japanese,
right?
3, American 1.
Okay. Gotcha. Because
I think Final Fantasy 3 was released first over here, right?
Wait, no, 3 was 6.
3 was 6, yes. So
three
in America,
over there was, or yeah, 3 here was 6
was
over there.
Was 6 there, yes.
Right, so American 1, Japanese 3.
No, American 1 is 1, I thought. I thought,
no,
am I wrong about that?
I swear, was final.
Because I thought it was 1 and 1. And
1
then maybe,
and 2 were on the NES, 3 was
yeah,
on the Super NES.
Yes, and that was actually 6 for them.
I swear, Final Fantasy 3.
Now, I think maybe... did we get 3 as 2? Maybe that's what it is?
Maybe.
No, I think the 3 on the DS was still a remade 6. Because it was like a legit remake.
No, the one on DS is Final Fantasy 3.
The original 3. The Japanese 3.
Oh, so it's yes. One that we never got before.
Yes, so that's the one with, like, Raphia, what's their name? Lou something? I don't remember all their names.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, because 3 that has the, Luneth, Ingus, Raphia. Yeah. That has memory of wind or whatever, which is a great song, and that theme was used in Shadowbringers. So I'm like, conspiracy theory for Final Fantasy 14, because Shadowbringers was really heavy on references, music, and things using from Final Fantasy 3. Endwalker uses a lot of Final Fantasy 4 music and like characters and stuff. So next one must be related to 5, and you go to the moon in Endwalker.
All right. Anybody else got anything they want to talk about now that we've maybe tried and failed or perhaps succeeded, I'm not sure, in like figuring out the chronology of Final Fantasy games? And then
maybe 2 was the first one.
I don't know. We'll have to iron that out eventually.
And none of them are final.
Really mad right now.
None of them. I know the origins of that name. That was the final shot that company had at succeeding. That's why they called it Final Fantasy.
Oh.
Yep. They're like, this is the last one we can put out. It's a make or break game. It's all or nothing.
Now they should change the name to Endless Fantasy.
It's probably trademarked or something like that, but plus also, you know.
Oh, okay. Final Fantasy 3 was only released in Japan, and so 2 and 3 were only released in Japan at first.
Okay.
So 4.
Oh, so there wasn't a 2 on the NES 2. Here.
No, Final Fantasy IV was released in America and Japan on the Super Famicom and Super Nintendo. And that was Final Fantasy II over here.
Yes.
I figured it out.
But it was on the Super Nintendo then, right?
I'm with you, Mike. I'm thinking, why do I think there's one in between?
There's no way they jump from 1 to 3. And
they
three
jump from
is
1
six.
To 4. 2 and 3 didn't get released. So it went, for American release, it went 1, 4, and then 6. 5 didn't come out over here either.
Nope. It was 2 was on the Super Nintendo. I could have swore there was one in between. I must be thinking of Dragon Warrior / Dragon Quest, which you guys may know, may or may not know, is actually the far... Yeah, I remember that box art for sure. Final Fantasy II.
That looks, yeah, I never played that because it reminded me of Dragon Ball Z art.
Gotcha.
So was Final Fantasy II on the Super Nintendo in Japan as well?
Yeah, but it would have been... They would have called it Final Fantasy VI.
No,
or four.
Two was four, right?
Oh,
yeah, two is four. Two is four.
God. Well, now they're all just in the normal.
Yes,
all,
now
they've all come out.
They've all come out. Now they actually have just... They just
Why
called
did
them.
They do that?
That's because they, like...
They're always convinced that it's not going to perform well over here. Nintendo does a really shitty job with that, too. That's why, like, all the Earthbound and Fire Emblems are all convoluted. Yeah,
where are they?
Mario 2.
They're getting their
Mario 2
information from the diners in Middle America.
Mm-hmm.
Best place to take polls.
I did read something about there's more to Mother 3 never getting localized to come out over here because there's a lot of copyright infringement or stuff that would just make the game way too costly for Nintendo to bring over here.
Yeah.
So that's the real reason.
It's because copyright laws are different in Japan than they are in the United States. So
yeah.
It's like...
They would either have to edit the game so heavily that it would take a ton of time, or they would have to pay a lot in licensing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, well. That's one of those games I don't think it'll ever happen. I think it's just okay to assume that. I mean, hell, it's a Super Nintendo game at this point. You can just get a ROM. There's a website that literally did a... Like, we did a translation. If Nintendo ever officially releases it, we'll take it down. But it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Oh, well. Like I said, I don't have time for RPGs anyway. All right. Well, speaking of time, I guess it looks like we've run out of time for this episode. And we'll see you on the next one. It's almost Samantha's dinner time, folks. Got it. It's almost 3 o'clock. She's got to eat. She's giving us the wrap it up signal here. So that's what we'll do. All right, we'll see you next time, folks. Bye.
Bye.